This is Shibu Cherian. We are uniting in the Word today. Today is January the 2nd. Our reading portion in the Bible is Genesis chapters 4 to 6. The topic that we are going to devote today is how can we walk with God daily? In God's counsel to Cain in Genesis chapter 4 verse 7, God says that if Cain did well, he would have been accepted as well. However, Cain did not do well as sin lay at the door of his life. Cain was entrapped by sin's desires, and we have an indication in James chapter 1 verse 4 to 15 what happened. And this resulted in that he offered to God a sacrifice that was not pleasing to him. So the core problem in Cain's life was a sin that controlled him. Even God's final counsel to Cain that he should rule over sin was in vain, and Cain finally killed his brother Abel in a fit of anger and jealousy. The tragedy in Cain's life was his ultimate separation from God that we read in Genesis chapter 4 verse 16 and his disappearance from the pages of history. Let us examine our hearts today if there is any sin in our lives that is not pleasing to God. As a stark contrast, we see in Genesis chapter 5 verse 24 that Enoch walked with God and he was not found as God took him to his abode. His spiritual walk with God was so close that God took him directly into heaven. Due to his lifelong commitment, his great-grandson Noah also walked with God, and we read that in Genesis chapter 6 verse 9. And he found grace in God's eyes and was spared along with his family from God's judgment. Now, how can we walk with God daily? We can do it by daily reading and meditating on God's word, that is hearing from God, by constant prayer, that is talking to God, by obeying God's word literally and completely, by looking for God's dealings in our life's activities, by paying close attention to the Holy Spirit who guides us daily through regular fellowship and worship with God's people.